إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him the way He deserves. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil souls and our bad deeds. Verily, whomever Allah guides to Islam, then no one can lead astray. And whomever Allah allows to go astray because they do not want any guidance, then no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of our worship except Allah Azza wa Jal alone. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. Allah says in the Quran, interpretation of the meaning in English, O you who believe, fear Allah the way He deserves it and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from Him created His partner, and from them dispersed many men and women upon earth. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wombs that bore you. Verily Allah ever watches over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say a good word. He will help you establish good deeds, and He will forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has attained the greatest success. As to what follows, verily the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, the Quran. And the best guidance and way of life is that of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of affairs are the ones that we introduce into this religion of ours. Because every newly introduced matter is an innovation. And every innovation will lead us astray. And if we are astray, we go into the fire. Brothers in Islam, if one of us was to take a moment, if one of us was to take a moment to think about how short this life of ours is, and how soon is the departure? How soon is the departure? One of us must ask himself, am I ready? Am I ready for this travel? Have I packed what is necessary for me to make it in my travel? Have I fulfilled the objective of life? Have I fulfilled وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have only created jinn and ins to worship me. The statement of Allah. Have I fulfilled الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The one who created death and life to test you, who is better in deeds? Have I fulfilled? قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Have I fulfilled? Say my life and say my prayer and my sacrifice and my life and my death are for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Have I fulfilled? فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِكَاءَ رَبِّهِ and associate none in the worship of his Lord? Have I fulfilled wa'bud rabbaka hatta yatiyaka al-yaqeen, and worship your Lord until death comes upon you? Have I fulfilled these verses, brothers? Each one of us is one of three individuals. No fault for them. Either a person who has not, then this is an invitation for repentance. Or a person who has, but missing a condition for acceptance. Or a person who has, but he's missing a condition for acceptance. Or a person who has, and he has no conditions missing, and inshallah will attain acceptance. This particular khutbah is to address the second category. Those of us who are fulfilling these particular verses, yet are missing a condition for acceptance. You may be thinking around this time, what is he talking about? What am I trying to send across here? Brothers, you should have learned, if you have been learning the teachings of Islam, that there are two conditions that each one of us needs to meet in order for us to be accepted by Allah. The first being sincerity, ikhlas. Doing it for the sake of Allah alone. And the second being following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This particular khutbah is for those of us who have missed the first condition. For those of us who do things for show, to show off. Ikhlas, sincerity is negated with or by riya. Comes from the word ru'ya, yara, to view. And what is intended by riya legally, as we discuss the linguistic aspect, is someone doing something to be seen. More specifically, an act of worship which Allah thinks is intended by, yet a person associates upon it along with Allah. And this may differ depending on the person. It may be because they want some praise. It may be because they want a status. It may be because they want to impress the people. And maybe because they want to establish or accomplish certain things that can only be accomplished if you are in that position. Regardless of these intentions and objectives, all of these are means to destroy the deed. I will quote to you a narration that was narrated by Mahmud ibn Lubayt radiallahu anhu. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن أخوف ما أخاف عليكم الشرك الأصغر. قالوا يا رسول الله وما الشرك الأصغر؟ قال الرياء. يقول الله عز وجل لهم يوم القيامة بعد إذ جزي الناس بأعمالهم. إذا جزي الناس بأعمالهم اذهبوا إلى الذين كنت تراؤون في الدنيا فانظروا هل تجدوا عندهم من جزاء. هل تجدوا عندهم من جزاء؟ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companions, verily the thing that I fear the most for you is the minor shirk, the lesser shirk. Shirk is associated upon us with Allah. They said, O Messenger of Allah, what is the minor shirk? He said, الرياء, showing off. Allah will tell these people on the day of judgment, while He is judging His creation and rewarding for their actions, He tells those people, go to the people that you used to do the actions for in the dunya, and see, will you find any reward with them? Brothers, when you speak, speak for the sake of Allah. When you enjoy the good, do it for the sake of Allah. When you forbid the evil, do it for the sake of Allah. When you give da'wah, give it for the sake of Allah. When you pray to Allah, do it for the sake of Allah. Don't associate no partners with Allah. Because this is against Tawheed. And Islam is the religion of Tawheed. Allah being singled out in worship. And although this kind of shirk may not take you outside of Islam, it may destroy your deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal says in a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, on the authority of Abu Huraira and Sahih Muslim, أن الله عز وجل يقول أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك. من عمل عملا أشرك فيه معي غيري تركته وشركه. إن حديث قدسي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah عز وجل said I am the most self-sufficient of having partners or anyone associating partners with me. So whoever does an action when he associates someone with me, I will abandon him and his association. You may stand in the salah, you're about to pray, and then you see the people looking at you. So you say, this is the opportunity for me to establish with the people that I am a pious person. So you elongate the salah. The salah that you used to do in 2 minutes becomes 7 minutes. So when you're done, the people will have something in their hearts for you. This particular intention will make this deed void. And Allah said that He is the most self-sufficient of these actions. Allah does not need an action when it is for Him and someone else. Pay attention now. For Him and someone else. If you do it strictly for someone else, you're outside of Islam. But when you do it for Allah and someone else is where the problem really lies for us Muslims. So what are we going to do on the Day of Judgment if this is our condition? And where are we going to go when Allah Azza wa Jal will tell us, go and get the reward of the people. Go get the reward from the people you used to show off. We will be among those who were mentioned in another narration from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam عن ثوبان رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لألمن من أمتي أقواما يأتون يوم القيامة بحسنات أمثال جبال تهامة بيضاء فيجعلها الله هباء منثورا. قال ثوبان يا رسول الله صفهم لنا جلهم لنا ألا نكون منهم ونحن لا نعلم. قال أما إنهم إخوانكم ومن جلدتكم ويأخذون من الليل كما تأخذون ولكنهم أقوام إذا خلوا بمحارم الله انتهكوها. ثوبان said, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, verily I will recognize on the day of judgment people from among my nation who will come with good deeds equivalent to the mountains of Tihama that are white. يعني a large number of good deeds, but Allah will make it like scattered dust. هباء منثورة. You know the dust when it disintegrates. It is not solid. You cannot grab it. You cannot utilize it. It is of no benefit. Such will be their deeds. Thawban رضي الله عنه became stressed. He said, O Messenger of Allah, describe them to us. Who are these people? Perhaps we are one of them and we do not know. He said, verily they are your brothers. And they are from the same skin, from the same background. And they pray at night as you pray at night. But they are a group of people that then when they are alone, they violate the sanctuary of Allah. When they are alone, they disobey Allah. When they are in front of you, they are pious and righteous. A woman will put on a full hijab because she is here and there's a society. And as soon as she goes back home for vacation, the hijab is off. Are you wearing the hijab for Allah or for the people? Brothers who have their beards, as soon as they go back home, they shave it. Are you letting it grow as obedience to Allah and His Messenger or the people? Those of us who obey Allah in front of the people and disobey Him in secret, we're not saying that we will not fall into sin. We're not saying that we will be perfect. You will never disobey Allah in secret. Rather, we will and we do. But don't make it a habit and don't make it a custom and don't make it your everyday life. We may fall into sin, but we seek repentance. But to have double life, one outside that appears to be nice and pious and a hidden one that is full of sins and evil, then no. Then on the Day of Judgment, we will get no deeds with Allah Azza wa Jal. Because this is the essence of Islam. That we worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone. And that we do not care for what the people think. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us sincerity in every statement and action and move that we make. And to prevent us and to protect us from riya, showing off and seeking the pleasure of the people on the expense of displeasing Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praises due to Allah, and may Allah send His peace and blessings upon His Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. There's a surah that I'm sure everyone here knows. Everyone knows this particular small chapter at the end of the Quran. Four of the verses in which say, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. So woe to those who pray. The scholars say, if this is the description given to those who pray with shortcomings, then what do you say to those who do not pray at all? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Woe to those who pray but are neglectful of their salah. Either during the salah they're in La La Land, way out there in the marketplace, with the kind of shoes they want to buy in 20 minutes and the kind of dinner they want to have in the night. This is a form of neglectfulness in the salah. And woe to those people who dare to stand in front of Allah busy with the creation of Allah. But that is not it. Rather it continues, الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ, verily those who pray to be seen. And this is to re-establish this important element of ikhlas and to protect us from riya. Ya akhwan, we have mentioned the problem. We have diagnosed the problem as a doctor would. And it is only befitting that we receive a cure. As to present the problem and leave the people unattended with the solution is unwise and against the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How does one of us who may have this particular quality of showing off clear himself from this quality? Because no one is perfect. Some of us may have it abundantly and some of us may have it minor, in a minor fashion. Either way, some of us might have it. Maybe most of it have it nowadays because we are far away from the early generations where they used to be extremely sincere for Allah. And we are in an age where people just love to brag about what they do every day. People love to tell you what kind of da'wah they gave and how many people embraced Islam through them and the number of people that such and such, and I did this and I taught that and so forth, which is a major negation of ikhlas. Sufyan al-Thawri, may Allah be pleased with him, said, may Allah have mercy on him, said, verily, when one of you does a good deed, the shaitan will come to him and he will keep whispering to him to publicize the deed. Say, come on, tell it to the people. He will go against it. He will remain on his case, advising him, encouraging him, tricking him. You'll be sincere. Tell the people. Tell the people. So then he will tell the people. Then that doesn't stop. The shaitan will remain after him. The shaitan will remain whispering to him until he wants to receive praise for that which is publicized. As soon as this moment occurs, the deed is wiped out from the good deeds and written in the riyah. As soon as you want praise for your actions, this is when you know you are in the danger zone. The scholars say, if you want to get rid of riya, then consider the opinion of the people equal to that of the animals and the children. If you want to prevent yourself and protect yourself from the riya, consider the opinion of the people equal to that of the animals and the children. Meaning it doesn't make a difference to you. And make it in such a way where their knowledge of your deeds or their ignorance about it is equal. And whether they see you or not, it is also equal. And keep your mind and heart focused on the eternal knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't worry about the people. They praise you, they humiliate you, they disgrace you. On the day of judgment, they will be judged by the one who judges, and Allah will judge you. You will never please the creation of Allah because people differ. So please Allah Azza wa Jal. Among the means we can do or utilize to protect ourselves from riya is increasing our iman. Because riya is a byproduct of weak faith. When we don't truly trust Allah and we want to please His creation, had we believed properly in Allah, we would not care for His creation. So we need to work on increasing iman. Iman is increased through knowledge and through good deeds. So we need both. Second, make dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a solution. There's this particular dua specifically for riya, and it is advised that one of us memorizes it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you that I ascribe bonus to you while I know, and I ask you forgiveness for that which I do not know. We need to memorize this dua, and we need to say it often in our salah and outside the salah. Perhaps Allah Azza wa Jal will grant us this particular request and will protect us from riya. Likewise, we need to be mindful of our shortcomings. The reason why someone wants to show off, because he thinks he's such a good and pious person, because we think we are higher than what we really are, and we have failed to understand that really we are nothing. We are nothing, ya akhwan. If it wasn't for Allah, you cannot pray. And if it wasn't for Allah, you cannot speak. And if it wasn't for Allah, you cannot read. And if it wasn't for Allah, you cannot get a single good deed. It is all from Allah and to Allah. So where do we come into the play? What is our benefit? What have we brought into the picture? Nothing. It is all the mercy of Allah in the beginning until the end. But this shaitan will make one of us think that you're special. You're not special. Allah gave you some understanding and Allah deserves the praise. As for us, we don't deserve nothing. So we shouldn't care for what the people think. Think about death. Because death is the best admonition, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. When you go into the grave and you will wish you could come back to this earth and had been sincere to Allah Azza wa Jal in your statements, it will be too late. So now is the time to change. It is simple, ya akhwan. Every time you want to speak, be mindful of Allah. When you give da'wah, be mindful of Allah. If they make a Quran competition and they want to see who's a new Muslim who could recite or memorize the most Quran, don't be doing it for the people to get a little prize or some gifts. Do it for the sake of Allah. If you get something extra, alhamdulillah. But don't make that the objective, because that negates ikhlas. All it takes is sincerity. And because we are unable to establish anything except with Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, then we need to supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jal often. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. It is only you we worship, and it is only you we seek assistance from. If Allah does not assist us to be sincere, then no one can. So we refer the affair to the one who can make the changes, Allah Azza wa Jal. As'al Allah al-Azim, رب العرش الكريم أن يرزقني وإياكم الإخلاص في القول والعمل وأن يجنبنا الرياء ما ظهر منه وما بطن وأن يرحمنا برحمته إنه على كل شيء قدير. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب اصرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا تب علينا وارحمنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا اجمعنا في دار كرمتك واعف عنا ووفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه من القول والعمل. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أقم الصلاة.
الصلاة هيا على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استووا واعتدلوا وتراصوا. Do not leave any gaps for the shaitan. بارك الله فيكم. أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعلها دكاء وكان وعد ربي حقا وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمعا أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.